Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities have areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Hong Kong's Star Street precinct, a buzzy area known for its diversity and food options, and handily it's not too far away from Monocle's offices either. Monocle's James Chambers meets one of the area's residents, Danielle Chong, who's a senior director of Little Adventures, a private food and culture walks company, and also a highly skilled chef. They headed to one of Danielle's local favorites to talk about the area.
This is going to be an exciting one. I may be biased, being a wine enthusiast, but I truly think the next restaurant and wine bar called Francis has got to be 2018's best and most highly anticipated opening so far.
So Francis opened at the beginning of the year. Why are you so excited about it?
Because finally Hong Kong has got a decent wine bar. The way to describe it is serious wines at not so serious or approachable prices. Simone, one of the partners and founders, who's also a great sommelier, his philosophy is one that I believe in as well, and that is wines should be drunk and it shouldn't be judged by a certain grade or number just because certain magazine gives it a 97 rating. It shouldn't be the be-all and end-all or the label. It really should be closely tied to the winemaker and the terroir. And I think this philosophy is very much in line with the essence of the Star Street precinct. It's all about the artisanal, the back-to-basic spirit.
This area is very pedestrian-friendly, although to our listeners, some of the background noise might come across like we're standing in the middle of a building site or perhaps in the middle of a motorway. Can you perhaps describe the area? What are kind of things you can see and the level of traffic?
Well, first of all, thanks for mentioning building site, because next to us this 20-story residential building that's getting a facelift. So it is going to be a tough year and a half ahead for Francis and the neighbours.
What kinds of scenes do we see throughout the day in Star Street?
Well, let's start with, say, 7 a.m. Or half 7 when I get up and walk Wagon Warren. We'll always be joined by hundreds of school kids from the only school in the neighborhood called St. Francis Primary School. Come noon, even more office workers from the close by Pacific Place complex. They would descend upon Star Street into one of the many restaurants that we've talked about for a quick lunch. Come afternoon, you have the elderly taking leisurely strolls. I would say it's one of the more vibrant part of Wan Chai.
So we've got to pick what we'd like to eat now, and given I haven't eaten here before and you've eaten here multiple times, I'll let you do the choosing. Can you choose a few dishes off the menu and tell us why they're your favourites?
I'm a huge fan of baba ganoush. The chefs at Francis do an amazing version, and they don't really call it baba ganoush. It's listed on the menu as a burnt eggplant, and it's actually much lighter and fresher.
As you've already mentioned the lamb ribs, and as I am a proud Welshman, we'll have to order that. Lamb isn't the easiest thing to get hold of in Hong Kong. It's not a popular meat for people here or for Chinese. Why do you think that is? And you know, what's so good about the lamb ribs here?
Well, first of all, lamb, at least in southern China, it's never been part of the traditional cuisine and our diet. And according to certain Chinese doctors, it's actually seen as a quote-unquote toxic meat, like all red meat, according to some of these doctors, which is why not many of them recommend eating lamb large amounts. The lamb ribs here, however, I believe they, as you mentioned, Welsh, I believe they're using amazing Welsh lamb. And they just, you know, grilled in their amazing charcoal oven. And it's finished with some orange zest, yogurt, and this really, really aromatic coriander glaze. unless it's a meatless Monday for me, I always go for the lamb ribs, which pairs really well with the numerous Lebanese wines that they have on their menu.
Well, let's order some wines and make the most of this Monday afternoon.
All right, we'll actually go for that. And also Jura, the Jura Chardonnay is also one of my favorites.
Daniel Chung, thanks a lot for joining us today on Monocle 24.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
For Monocle in Hong Kong, I'm James Chambers.
This has been episode number 75 of Food Neighborhoods, our guides for Hong Kong's Star Street precincts, were Monocle's James Chambers and Daniel Chung. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.